Hello and welcome to All Things Relative. I am your host, writer and narrator, Rishit Gadre. Today, I'm going to talk about the Fermi paradox and the probable existence of extraterrestrial life. Carl Sagan spoke about there being equivalent number of stars in the observable universe as the number of individual grains of sand on Earth. Surely, there should be at least one star system that has an exoplanet with extraterrestrial life. Let's explore some theories related to this topic. In 1961, Frank Drake, an American astrophysicist, modeled an equation during the first meeting of the SETI, or the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. This equation, now known as the Drake equation, helps us estimate the number of possible civilizations within our galaxy by taking into consideration multiple factors. These factors include the average rate of star formation in our galaxy, the fraction of those stars that have planets, the average number of planets that can potentially support life per star with planets, the fraction of planets that could support life that actually develop life at some point, the fraction of planets with life that actually go on to develop intelligent life, the fraction of civilizations that develop a technology that releases detectable signals of their existence into space, or the length of time taken for such civilizations to do so. Being able to find a solution to this equation can give us a fair idea of the possible number of extraterrestrial civilizations in our galaxy. After we are able to figure out the number, we would need to categorize them. Nikolai Kardashev, a Soviet astronomer, devised a scale that could be used to measure the level of advancements of a civilization. This Kardashev scale utilized parameters such as the amount of power in watts a civilization used in order to rank them into three different categories: type 1, type 2, and type 3. A type 1 civilization, also called the planetary civilization, can store and use all the energy being expelled by their host planets. A type 2 civilization, or the stellar civilization, has the ability to harness all the power of the host star using theoretical concepts like the Dyson sphere. This civilization would therefore have the ability to utilize all the energy given out by their respective sun. The type 3, or galactic civilization, is one which can utilize energy emitted by all the stars in their stellar neighborhood. Theoretically, researchers believe this would be possible with the usage of energy released from supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. One may be wondering, which category does Earth fit into? According to Carl Sagan, our planet is going through a phase of technical adolescence, as it's slowly becoming a type 1 civilization. Knowing that the Big Bang took place 13.8 billion years ago, one does wonder about the possibility of extraterrestrial life existing much before life on Earth. And yet, these extraterrestrial beings have not interacted with us. This poses the famed Fermi paradox, one that lacks any solution. This paradox refers to the presence of great filters, types of levels that a civilization needs to pass to be able to move up the Kardashev scale. One can imagine them to be video game levels and challenges that the civilization passes as it moves towards becoming a galactic civilization. These challenges are said to be disguised as events like global warming that allow only certain planets to survive while the life on the ones left behind dies. This paradox tells us that the chances of there being superior extraterrestrial life is rare because they would have passed through multiple such filters and the chances that they survived are low. For all we know, we might be the most advanced civilization out there, slowly advancing towards our own doom in the dark abyss of space. We would just have to wait and see. Finally, let me leave you with a thought by Timothy Leary, an American psychologist. Extraterrestrial intelligence could have sent DNA seed packets out through space to plant life on hospitable planets such as our Earth. Thanks for tuning in to All Things Relative. Feel free to share and hit follow. This is Rishit Gadre signing off.